Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined me for today's program. I'm going to be sharing today about being a people of power. You know, Jesus has called us to be those who represent his kingdom in the earth. And in Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's right, in the earth and in the heavens. All of that power has been given to Jesus Christ, and he has given that power to you and I who are in him. He also says, go ye therefore, as a result of having this power, as a result of having this authority, to go and teach all nations, not just individuals, but nations. The Lord is expanding our outreach. He's expanding our vision. You know, many of us before have had, you know, a heart for individuals, a heart for people, and that's really good. But he says, come on, I want you to have a heart for entire nations. And he says, go and baptize them, baptize whole nations. And the word baptize means to fully immerse nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always and even unto the end of the world. Now in John 14, we know that Jesus has commissioned us and proclaimed over us that the works that he did, we would do also, and even greater works than these would we do because he went to the Father. And so he's in the Father's presence right now at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places, and you and I are seated there with him. In the earth, we are to do the same works that he did. Works like forgiving people sins, healing the sick, releasing the demonized from their affliction and from their bondage, working miracles like he did, like multiplying loaves and fishes, doing provisional miracles, walking on water, maybe walking through walls. All of the things that Jesus did, we are called to do. It says in John 20 that as the Father sent Jesus, so also he sends us. But in this day and hour, God is expanding our vision. He wants us to think beyond just only healing the sick and only raising the dead and only casting out devils. He wants us to think on national levels and think about world events that are going on. For example, maybe stopping world wars or stopping plagues that are affecting whole nations and peoples. So today, in the clip that I'm about to show you, I'm going to share some testimonies with you about that, about how God is raising up men and women in this hour to labor with him in the earth to manifest his glory. The clip that I'm about to show you is from our Women on the Front Lines World Convention in Los Angeles at Amy Semple McPherson's Angeles Temple, a very historical place where revival broke out, where the power of God was made evident on a regular basis. We had a wonderful time there. But you see, God has created men and women together to manifest his glory. You are called to go to a new level. You are called to be a person of power. Watch this clip, and I'll be back with you right after.
Well, I'm really blessed, honored, and humbled to be able to break the word open to you tonight. And I have something that I believe the Lord has put on my heart for you, not only for those of you that hear this message, but to be prophesied into the spirit realm. And when the prophetic is released in faith, it gives God a landing strip to bring forth the manifestation of that word. His word does not return void. It accomplishes everything that it's sent to do. And this event that we are enjoying, this is only the first day of this three-day event, but this event was actually in the heart of God. It was the Lord that spoke to me, and he said, I want you to do Women on the Front Lines, a world convention, gather the nations together in LA at the Angelus Temple. And he said, and I will meet you there. And it was his desire, his agenda for this meeting. So we've been serving him in it. And I remember phoning. I was at Barbie Breathitt's home and doing some ministry in the Dallas area, and I was wrestling because of some dynamics that go. I mean, it's an interesting thing to do a larger event in a place where you have no team, where you know the price tag on everything is escalated, and you think, okay, God, I just need to know this is you. If it's you, I'll do it, but I need to know for sure. I need some more confirmation. So I phoned James Gall that day, and I said, James, do you have any prophetic confirmation or check on this? I just want to make sure I'm in the will of God, because if he wants it, I want to give it to him, but I don't want to step into something that would demand so much effort and time and sacrifice on many levels without knowing for sure that it's him. And he got the answer right away. He got the confirmation right away, and even a word of wisdom on how to bring some things that I was weighing up to pass. And it was just amazing. And since then, we've had so much pleasure in preparing for this event. We've been praying into it for a year. And in this last month, our intercessors and our interns and our team, we've had all night prayer meetings and praying from 9 o'clock at night to 11, night after night after night. And just the joy of releasing the harvest and the blessing of God and the impartation of what God wanted to bring. And our desire was that we would be able to give to God everything that he was looking for. And I felt that there was a convergence between heaven and earth, that we're in this thin place. We were in the speakers meeting last night, and it kept coming up over and over, but we're in a thin place. Like, there's a thin membrane between the earthly realm and the spirit realm. Even in this location, I really feel that that's why God planned it here. Because he wants us to experience a convergence, you know, where his heart in heaven is manifested in and through us in the earth like never before. And then he gathered together the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us and said, I want you to watch this. I want you to watch this, because it says in the Bible in Hebrews 11, verse 40, I believe it is that they have gone before us, but they are not complete without us. We have to finish it. And so we're one. There's a spirit of unity between heaven and earth that has come in, that we get to glorify the Lord and fill the earth with the knowledge of his glory. And we get to do it together as one corporate body and as a great company of women that God is raising up in this hour. And the Lord gave me the vision, many of you saw it on the media presentation earlier, but I saw wave after wave after wave of the Spirit coming up on all the continents, the nations of the world, and on the seven mountains of influence in society. There's just these waves of the Spirit of God. And then I saw in the vision that the waves were turning into women. And he said, this is the hour for women to arise. Because in Genesis chapter 1, God said that I make man in my image. And then he said, male and female, he created them, male and female. And then as male and female, together as one, he said, he blessed them to be fruitful, to be multiplied, to be filling the earth with his dominion and his rule, to replenish the earth. But we had to do it as one. And that there's been an assault, I believe, on women for this very purpose, because when we come together, men and women together, not, you know, pushing or shoving or trying to get better than another, but just taking our place and being what God created us to be and coming into the fullness of that, that is when we will see the execution of full kingdom authority in the earth. And I don't believe that we're actually going to see that full dominion, that full authority, until women come into their place. And he didn't say, well, I'll do 80% male and 20% female, and, you know, we'll have a few women serving me on the front lines. No, it was just like he needs everyone in their place, where we honor each other and love each other and defer to each other, but walk in the fullness of what God called us to be. I love the prophetic word that Stacy brought tonight. And in fact, all the prophetic words have been like, I mean, I've got to get the DVDs and watch it all again and soak in it, because it's so deep and so rich. But it was this concept that God loves the small and can create the small, but he loves the big. He can create the big. There's nothing too small, nothing too big. And over this last year, the Lord had me praying into a few things that was kind of strange in a way. Like, I just hadn't prayed for these kind of things before. One of them was, I was in Israel, you know, about a year and a half ago or so, and there was a lot of, you know, political turmoil, as there usually is in Israel. But this was pretty tense. You know, the American warships were out in the water, and other nations were saying, we're going to help you. A lot of prophets were saying, you know, it's the Third World War is on its way. A lot of, you know, secular leaders were saying the same thing. And the Lord spoke to me in a hotel room in Galilee, and he said, I want you to stop the Third World War. The enemy has a plan to initiate a Third World War, and I don't want it. It's not my plan. Stop it. I thought, wow. I never even thought on that level before. I didn't think of, just rising up and stopping a Third World War. I didn't even know really how to do that. I never thought of it before. You know, I have a prophetic level that is kind of, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does, you know. And what's this about stopping a Third World War? And so I just I was clumsy in it, but with faith, you know, the faith that I had, I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, God says, no Third World War. You know, and I thought, well, I hope that works, you know. And but just to get some reinforcements, I took my scriptures out and got some scripture decrees and contacted my friend Elijah, the Steve Schultz of the Elijah List, and put out a directive for people to come into agreement with, and also xpmedia.com, and sent it out and said, just agree and let's decree this together, no Third World War. And within 72 hours, the whole thing was dissipated and it stopped. I thought, wow. That just felt kind of easy, you know. It was just like small little me in a hotel room, and you know. And in fact, Wendy, it was at the God TV Israel tour that happened. And so, anyways, it was really enlightening. I thought, wow, we can stop Third World Wars. You know, all we have to do is follow the leading of the Lord. You know, you just speak the little word He gives you, and it works. You know, because He's that great. So anyways, this last year, the Ebola virus was running rampant and it was killing people. And I was, you know, praying into that. I thought, wow, this is a tragedy. And, you know, Lord, just comfort the families that are losing these people and heal those that are afflicted with it, and keep our nation, you know, safe from this virus. And I did some study. I looked it up on the internet, and it was actually, it's quite amazing. The Ebola virus looks like a snake. It's just like an ugly snake, right? But the thing is, it's really, really small. It's microscopic. Like when they blow it up, it looks big, fat, and ugly. But in reality, it's really, really small. But listen to this. That small, little, tiny virus kills people and tries to wipe out nations and destinies. That small, little, tiny virus. So I was thinking about that tonight when Stacy was bringing the word. I thought, wow, can you imagine with small, little, you know, small little graces on the inside of us, what that can do to demolish demonic strongholds. And some of you see yourself as so small, but in God's kingdom, small is so big. In fact, there's a freedom in being small. And tonight the Lord said, I love small, you know? And it's so beautiful when you realize whether it's small or big, God loves it, and He's that powerful, and He can use it for His glory. So anyways, back to the Ebola virus thing. We were booked to go into Ghana, Africa, and we discovered that, you know, there was problems with that because coming back into the USA, they were quarantining and that. And I thought, Lord, that's a problem because we have to go into Ghana, but if I go there, I won't be able to get back into the USA. I'll have to be quarantined. They set up to 6 weeks. And if that happened, then how am I going to fulfill the rest of the ministry schedule that's already booked? And I thought, how are we going to work this, you know? And he said, well, just kill the virus. And I thought, wow, that sounds kind of big, you know? He said, just wipe out the plague. Do it, you know? And so I actually meditated on Psalm 91, and it's all about wiping out plagues. It's really cool. And so I've never wiped out a plague before. And I started praying, asking the Lord for wisdom, and He took me in the spirit. I actually had an encounter in the spirit where I was flying over Ghana, Africa, and decreeing, the Lord is a fire around you, and He's glory in the midst of you, and Ebola virus, you're going to die in this nation in Jesus' name. And I thought, that was nice. Like, that felt, it was simple, but it was nice. I thought, it's so simple, but is it powerful enough to wipe out the Ebola virus? And it did. It was just a few nights later, my husband called me. I was down in Australia at the time. And my husband called me and he said, hey, have you seen the news? Because they reported on the news, the national news, that the Ebola virus in Ghana, Africa, they even mentioned the nation, is just losing its power and people are getting healed and there's no new victims of it. And I thought, wow, it actually worked. And what was so fun, don't you just love the realness of God? He's just such a daddy, you know. But I was taken up to this cliff in Australia, and I was overlooking the view, and it was, you know, really, really beautiful. But on the way back down, there was a snake on the path, and I thought, I just hate snakes. I don't like them. And but I looked at it, and I thought, just a minute, it's dead. It's a dead snake. It's a dead snake. That's what snakes should be dead. And and so this Australian man was looking at it, and he says, you know, yeah, this is a python snake. And he said, it's a shame that it died. I thought, it is? No, I think that's appropriate for a snake, you know. But anyways, either way, it was just a sign saying that God wants to give us power to literally slay and annihilate the things that get in our way and the things that are hurting the nations and keeping people from coming to know Him. And it's easier than we think because He is the God of the small and He's the God of the big. And when we see ourselves as small, He loves it and He can do big things through the small, but He's not afraid of the big either. And I was meditating on that during the worship service and I thought, oh, what? I said, God, you can do anything big at any time. It's so easy for you. And I was thinking of Amy Semple McPherson. She had one of her greatest strengths was this childlike faith. If you've ever listened to her messages or, you know, just, you know, got the little clips of her, she was just like this little child who was so excited about life and excited about Jesus. And her gospel message was actually very, very simple. It was just very sweet and simple, pure gospel. And she would preach it with this childlike faith. But it had this ripple effect that literally changed generations. To this day, people are still being transformed because of that childlike faith. And God created greatness. You know, we're in this this magnificent building that's still standing after about 100 years, almost 100 years old, and it's still standing, still hosting the Holy Spirit, still hosting the gospel, still being used to send workers out into the harvest fields. And that was because of a woman who had a vision from God with childlike faith, and he breathed on it, and it became really big, 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 big. And what makes things big is just God's presence. And some of you in this room, you are going to go into bigness in this next season, bigger than you could ever imagine. You can't even, if you were to be told tonight what God is going to do through you, and how he's going to influence the nations through you, and the legacy that you will leave behind, you would even have probably a hard time to believe it, because you might think, how could that happen? You know, all it takes is God doing this. He just breathes. He just breathes.
Tune up your spiritual radar with Patricia King's dynamic book combo, Ears That Hear and Eyes That See. Learn to hear the voice of God and see into the spiritual realm. For only $20, receive this two-book combo and Patricia King's CD teaching, Learn to Hear God's Voice. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 320. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that message. I'm so excited about what God is inviting us to in this hour. And you know, since that time, the Lord's invited me to do other things as well, like even speaking, blessing over different aspects of the earth and even up into the universe and over the planets. Because it says in Romans 8 that we are to respond to the groaning of creation. So creation is groaning to be set free from the captivity and the corruption that has come to it through sin. And you and I, as believers in Christ, are released by Jesus to go and set that creation free, to hear the groanings and to go and follow him in doing those kind of works. Just a little bit different from your normal church life and thinking about just going to a church service. It's about literally learning to rule in the earth with Jesus Christ, to co-rule with him. So what I want to do right now is give you a few pointers on how you can position yourself to grow in that dimension. And the first thing is, you need to believe in who you really are. You see, you're not just a churchgoer or someone in the earth that's trying to get into heaven. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you are a heavenly being living in the earth. You are no longer just a normal human being. You have the power of God within you. You are God's ambassador. You are his representative in the earth. You are a king and a priest before God. Now, we can say that in our mind, but do we truly believe it? Because as soon as we believe it, we'll start to live it. We'll start to act it. We'll start to be it. And so the first thing is to believe. Your faith is really important to activate in who you are in Christ. But not only that, your faith operates when God speaks to you. For example, it was God that spoke to me to tell me to go and annihilate the Ebola virus. He's the one that told me to do it. So when I heard him, it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so when I heard it, I had something to respond to. My faith was activated. So as a child of God, knowing that you're an ambassador, knowing that he is partnering with you in the earth and you're partnering with him, when he speaks to you, you can believe that and you have something to act on. Does that make sense? And so stir up your faith. Start believing in who you are. Believe in who God is. And when he speaks to you, believe it. Now, the second point is dream big. I think oftentimes we think too small. We dream small dreams. but God is so much bigger. And I think he's inviting us to say, come on, can't you do bigger than that? You know, you're believing for this, but can I invite you to believe beyond that? Dream big. And so when you start thinking of, wow, I could stop a third world war, or I could stop a plague or a virus in the nations, or I could speak to the planets and tell them to align properly for the purposes of God, or I could stop natural disasters in the earth. I mean, these are things that you can do in Christ if he directs you to do it. So start dreaming about that, knowing nothing is impossible with him. Absolutely nothing is impossible. How big are your dreams? How big do you see yourself with God? Are you absolutely determined to go about in the world around you knowing that his power can be activated through you? Now, the third thing is to activate. You see, you can believe and you can have a big dream, but if you don't step out and activate your dream, if you don't do what God's leading you to do, then it's not going to bring any results. And so to be a person of power, you need to activate what God is showing you. Just like when God showed me to stop the Third World War, I didn't know what to do, but I just did the little bit that he showed me to do. I activated it. Same with stopping the plague and other things that he's called me to do. So activate. And the fourth is to testify. There is just such power in your testimony. So when God does something through you, testify about what he did. See, our boast is not in ourselves. It's in the Lord. We want to move humbly and with sensitivity to the Lord's Spirit and to others around us. But we want to be boasting in the works that God is doing today. So when he does something through you, testify. Because when you tell others about it, it has this ability to impart faith into them, to enable them to move forward, to do those things as well. And it just spreads and grows exponentially in the Spirit of God. I want to pray for you right now to come into the fullness of what God has for you, because you are called to be a person of power. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friends. I ask that you would fill them afresh, not only with power and authority that is in Christ Jesus, but with the ability to hear you, to move forward in you, and to activate what you are showing them to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I want to invite you to stay in relationship with me. I love connecting with you. And if you go to patriciaking.com, you can find out more about our ministry and how you can get involved. And there's much media on there that you can get fed with through xpmedia.com and many other tools that will help you grow in your faith. So I'm excited for you and what God has for you. Stay in touch, and we'll see you next time.
Believers in Christ are to walk in supernatural power. Todd White's two teaching CD, The New Breed, will change the way you view the miraculous. Miracles follow those who believe. Activate your faith. Order today for $12 plus shipping and receive a bonus testimony CD for free. Call 866-980-5464. Mention television offer 307. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order now.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.